Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empower You Radio Network, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom, with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologist.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining us on Living Astrology today. I'm your host, Janet Hickox, and today we're going to be talking about a lot of the different transits that are going on for the summertime, and we're actually going to start that out with the summer solstice, which occurs, at least in my part of the world, on June 21st at 3:52 in the morning. So if you're on the east coast of the United States, that means it'll be at 6:52 in the morning, and parts further east, it'll be even a little bit later. So it should all happen on June 21st, though. And a chart drawn up for the summer solstice will give us an idea of what the overall energy will be for the next 3 months. Just like if you do a chart on your birthday, it brings up the information that, or the themes, let's call it, for your upcoming year. So at least in this case, we can get a start on what might be happening over the next 3 months. And then, of course, last week we talked a lot about some of the bigger events that were happening. Of course, that was the full moon, which is already past us now, but we were talking about Jupiter moving into Leo and the fact that Saturn is going to turn to direct motion on July 20th, and then planet Saturn is actually going to keep moving forward out of the sign of Scorpio and into Sagittarius as we get into December. And so what we were talking about mainly is that there was going to be a lot of emphasis or focus in people's charts in the sign of Leo over the course of the summertime. And Leo is a wonderful sign. Leo energy is very much childlike energy, or the idea of childlike enthusiasm and fun and play. And the sign Leo, the people themselves are always generous and magnanimous. I guess if you had to talk about the negative side of the sign, then we could find people that had a lot of pride or were overly prideful or even sometimes arrogant, and maybe even, you know, looking to get themselves in the center of attention. But for the most part, the sign itself is a very positive sign. The planet that rules Leo is the Sun, and of course that lends a lot of energy and vitality to the sign. And so that also then will characterize a good chunk of what's going on in all of our lives. The energy signature will be very much like that, vital and alive and filled with passion and action and so forth as Jupiter makes its move into that sign. And it's not only going to be Jupiter, of course. The Sun will move in there July 22nd. Then we have the Sun conjuncting Jupiter in Leo on the 24th. The new moon will be in Leo on the 26th of July. And then the second full week in August, we'll have a stellium of planets in Leo. And if you'll recall, a stellium is a word that we use to say there are lots of planets in one sign at one time. And the planets that will all be in Leo that second week are the Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Jupiter. So we'll have some interesting energy as we, you know, carry on through the summer. And that means, I know a lot of people right now are sort of frustrated because the energy feels like it's come to a stop. Or maybe not a stop, it feels like it's maybe not even going in the direction you thought it was going to go in. And that causes people to kind of question, you know, what am I doing? What's going on in my life? Sometimes you see these opportunities out there on the horizon, but you're not sure whether or not those are the things that you should be moving towards. And so some of the people that have asked for readings today, we're going to be looking at what Jupiter is doing in your chart right now. But we also have an interesting opposition of planets going on today. Today, like just in the window of the summer solstice. And that is the planet Mars, which is in the sign of Libra, in opposition to Uranus in the sign of Aries. And, you know, Mars is a planet of action, and it's aggressive and assertive in its mode of operation. It's a very masculine energy. And then you have Uranus in the sign of Aries, which is the zodiac sign that Mars rules as the planet. So we have a sort of mutual reception going on. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and so it's also fairly energetic. It's very bold energy, and it's pioneering energy. It's the energy of the it's a cardinal sign, so the energy is that of beginning something. And so we see that the possibility with Mars opposing Uranus is bringing some surprising either endings or some surprising beginnings to people out there. And, you know, it is in the same general area of the chart that the Cardinal Cross was in April and May. And the Cardinal Cross is even not completely done with us yet, as we're still in the, let's call it the shadow of the Cardinal Cross, because the planets are sort of moving apart. And so the sun and the moon, as they go past, they kind of fill in the gaps periodically. But pretty much the Cardinal Cross is in its waning stage. But because it set into motion some things for us, it is still a player in some of the energies that we're experiencing as time goes on here. The areas might be a new beginning. It might be where something is coming to completion. It may be particularly hard-hitting to our relationships, as we may see our relationships, including friendships or our intimate relationships or familial relationships, changing. And then the other area of life that it seems to be creating some issues for people is in their career sector. You know, Mars is action, and sometimes it can bring things to you that you don't see coming. And that might be a job change or a job opportunity, a position change, maybe even more money. It doesn't have to be that it brings change in a negative. It's often, you know, very positive. But if you're someone who resists change, then it's possible that you might not be so happy with this. And so looking at the summer solstice chart then, and again, that is occurring at 3:52 a.m. my time, Pacific Coast time, on Saturday, June 21st. And that is a snapshot moment where we can see what is going on overall with the theme of the coming summer. And, of course, the summer solstice is characterized by the sun hitting 0 degrees of Cancer. And that means that the sun is going to be filling in another gap in that cardinal cross, because the cardinal cross signs were Cancer, Aries, Libra, and Capricorn. And so we have the sun now moving into Cancer on the summer solstice. And eventually then will trigger, again, that cardinal cross. And at least here on the west coast of the United States, the sun moving into Cancer occurs in the second house, which is the house of money and finances. It is also the house of your values and your self-worth. And so what we kind of see here shaping up for us for the summer then is the idea of us claiming for ourselves what is authentic to us. What is it that we really value? What direction do we truly want to take our own lives into? And I know some of you are recipients of the blog posts that I do, and you may have noticed this week I started an astrology blog, an astrology oracle on the blog that I was doing, or I am doing. And it seems like this week the emphasis has been kind of on this same energy, kind of getting us kind of clued in to what are the ideas and the things that are inspiring to us right now. And then the very next day, it was Venus in the 10th house of career, or the house that we could also consider what your authority is in the world. And that seemed then to be saying, okay, so you've got these ideas, you've got this inspirational energy coming through. Now, which ones do you want to put into play? And it was interesting because today's that I have not had time to post yet, but will probably after the radio show is over. Again, we have Venus, only this time in Libra and in the 10th house. So again, we're looking at the career, but now we're looking at Libra energy. And Libra energy then is bringing everything into balance and to harmony. And so it makes it feel like people are going to be choosing, or, you know, should be, let's say, choosing those things that are of, that make them feel valued, that are the things that they themselves value, but they're doing that in a way to balance into their lives, so that they're not all one-sided. And I really kind of feel like that's sort of the build-up that the Cardinal Cross is leading us to, and that even some of the things that have been a little odd or confrontational over the last couple of months have been leading us to. Now, the planet Jupiter is also important in the summer solstice chart because she's in the very last few degrees of Cancer as well. And Cancer itself as a sign is a sign of nurturing and taking care of forming a stable foundation. Cancer really likes to have security, a home base from which to operate. And so Jupiter in Cancer is expanding that kind of feeling of, well, I've got all my ducks lined up in a row, and now with Jupiter moving into Leo, maybe I can take a few leaps. Maybe I can expand myself and move outward in a new direction. Now, one of the things we know about Leo as well, Leo the sign, is that it's a fixed sign. The fixed signs tend to want to keep things just as they are. They are really not like the mutable signs where change comes easily to them. Now, Leo isn't as stubborn or as stoic as, let's say, a Scorpio or a Taurus, but it does have that fixed energy with it. But helping us at this moment in time is that we also have Lilith in Leo, and she stirs up change no matter how much we want to try to keep it the same. And so we have her stirring the pot. We have Jupiter closing out its security-loving sign transit of Cancer and moving into much bolder energy, more passionate energy here in the next couple of weeks. So you really can almost see that the doorways that are opening up, you're meant to walk through. Nobody needs to stay stuck. It isn't going to help you at all. And sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith. And you have to jump, or you have to move forward. And who cares if you fall down later? It really doesn't matter, because it's the experience that we're after when it comes through Leo. And that experience of joy that can happen when you're living your life on your own terms is what we can all have over the next year while Jupiter is moving through this part of the chart. Now, in the summer solstice chart, Jupiter is at the point of a T-square. And if you can imagine a T-square is almost like think of an arrowhead. And the point of the arrowhead is pointing at Jupiter. And the base of that arrowhead is then between the opposition of Mars and Uranus. And it's kind of an interesting, there's other planets involved there too. Like, for instance, on the solstice, the moon is also in that part of the chart, as is Destiny. And so what you see is a lot of energy holding the tension of opposition with the arrowhead pointing at Jupiter saying, okay, let's grow, let's move forward. And then in a T-square, we always have an empty spot that occurs exactly opposite of the point. So if the point on the summer solstice is pointing at 24 degrees of Cancer, then the opposing end is pointing at 24 degrees of Capricorn. And Capricorn energy then is asking us if we want to be successful, that we have to do the practical work. We can't just have all these ideas running through our head. Now, ideas are great and inspiration is great. And then we've got the Venus piece that we were just talking about as far as, you know, showing us what is it that we value, what is it we would love to do. Now we actually have to marry those two and take action. Because if you don't have the practical application of the ideas and what you love to do, then nothing is going to happen. You're not going to move forward at all, right? So keep that in mind, because the whole idea is we want to move forward. And so that's the setup we see coming here for the summer solstice, is all of us able to take action in whatever way is suited to our own particular charts. And we're going to look at probably 5-6 different charts today. And so we'll get an idea. And even if your chart isn't the one being read, that doesn't mean that you can't glean anything from listening to the other people's charts, because it's really the energy of a collective group of us here on this planet that we are now seeing the stop signs giving way to yield, giving way to green go signs, right? It's all about the go as we move into July and August. So you can be looking at that from your own standpoint in your own personal life as to what doorways are opening and what direction do I want to go, okay? Now, I want to take a break just for a second because I see I have this wonderful woman named Annette McCoy from Angel Heart Radio out of Australia, and I'd like to bring her on for just a moment, Steve, if you're able to bring her in live, because next week, Annette, are you there live with me?
I am. Hello, Janet. This is so exciting.
Hello, my darling. How are you doing today?
Oh, very well, especially because I'm speaking to you.
You're just so nice. Well, I am really excited to have you on here today. I know it was kind of short notice yesterday when you and I were talking, but I wanted to let our listeners know that you and I are collaborating in a radio show starting next Tuesday, at least next Tuesday in Pacific Coast time. It'll be actually Wednesday, I believe, in your part of the world. And it's on Angel Heart Radio. And, you know, tell us a little bit about Angel Heart Radio and what you do on the show, and then we'll talk more about what you and I are going to do together.
Fine, Janet. Well, thank you for this opportunity. Angel Heart Radio is a real comfort zone, and I have weekly shows where in a variety of ways I encourage us all to be the very best that we can be, whether that be physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. There's such a plethora of knowledge and wisdom. And so I have colleagues such as yourself, Janet, who will bring special wisdom so that people can discover a little bit more about what this human existence is about.
Yay! And you and I are going to, specifically, at least my part of this, is I'm going to be introducing people to human design astrology. And it's a new passion of mine. It's not necessarily a new passion because I really began this journey through human design about a year ago. But now I'm really excited to start using it more and more often. And I think that will be, you know, mostly what I want to do is to be able to introduce that to your audience. And to be able to, you know, expand that, you know, to the listeners from your part of the world. So I think that's what we're going to do starting Tuesday, right?
That's right. Yeah, isn't it? It's so wonderful because you're opening my eyes to something that I was unaware of. So I'm extremely excited.
You know what I'm going to do? I just got the best idea. We're going to start the show that day. I'm going to send you your chart. And we'll start by working on your chart and then taking callers from your area. Won't that be
beautiful?
Fun?
That will be so fun.
Yeah. Now, we're going
to
do the show.
It, Janet.
Say that again?
I'm so looking forward to that.
I know, me too. I'm really excited about doing this, and I love collaborating. I love it when I have guests on my show in the first place, but I also love the idea of being a guest on other people's shows. It's just so much fun to do that. And you
it
and I
is.
Are going to do this on a monthly basis. We're going to be the last Tuesday of the month, unless that last Tuesday is different for you and me. And guess what? I was looking at the calendar. September is going to be that month for us. where my Tuesday, my last Tuesday is the 30th, but that's going to be your Wednesday, October 1st. So
yes.
We'll actually be the 23rd, I think it is, of September. Okay. So we do have one of those months coming up.
Very good. See, you're so organized. Well done.
Well, if you looked at my desk right now, you wouldn't think so. That should be what I work on for my summer solstice. So, well, I thank you so much for joining us today. And, you know, feel free to sit and listen if you'd like to the rest of the show. So next week, that is, on Angel Heart Radio, tune in and listen to Annette McCoy and I talk about human design, astrology. And, you know, every other week that we're on as well, you can certainly tune into Annette's show and hear. I know she has several guests that come on that are very interesting, and I love it. It expands my mind, too.
Right. And Janet, if people want to know more about Angel Heart Radio, they can visit angelheartradio.com.
Oh, that makes it so easy. And Annette, is that your own site as well? I mean, can they find your show on that site?
Yes. Yes, they
okay,
will.
Awesome.
They'll find all of the shows on there.
Oh, very good. Very good. And so angelheartradio.com and find Annette McCoy's show. And that is starting next Tuesday, the 24th of June. I'll be on her show on a monthly basis, that last Tuesday of the month, pretty much.
Yes, and I believe, Janet, you'll be on at 5 p.m., is that right? 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you, because my show is on at 4 p.m. Pacific, but you and I will be on at 5 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much, Annette.
No worries at all.
Yeah, so 5
okay.
p.m. Pacific, and that will be 8 o'clock Eastern time. So if you want to hear more about astrology, in particular human design astrology, and tune in to Angel Heart Radio with me and Annette McCoy, who thank you so much for coming on, sweetie. I appreciate that.
No worries at all, Janet, and I'm so delighted that you had a very special B-Day as well.
Yes, thank you very much. I didn't mention that this was my birthday to my listeners, but I thought at first I was going to do a show about solar returns and birthdays because today was my birthday, but I decided to carry on with the summer solstice. It was much more interesting. So, but maybe another time we'll talk about solar returns. But thank you very much.
I'd
you gave me the sweetest set of little emoticons on my Skype page. I loved it.
Oh, excellent.
Cute little messages.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, sweetie. We'll see you.
No
I'll
worries.
See you next week.
Looking forward to next week. That'll be
okay.
Lovely. Thanks a lot, Janet. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, everybody, that was Annette McCoy from Angel Heart Radio, and I'll be joining her next week. If you want to find out more about Angel Heart Radio, go to www.angelheartradio.com. All right, so back to our summer solstice. I think I want to start taking some of our callers because I see they're kind of stacking up in here. My first caller is Jessie. And Jessie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. Hi. Happy birthday.
How are you doing? Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you.
Good. So let's see here, Jessie. I have your name is Jess. Do you prefer Jess or Jessie?
Either one is fine.
Okay. So I have your chart here in front of me. And I think in your email, correct me if I'm wrong, you were looking at an opportunity to change jobs, was it, or a career opportunity was showing up for you?
Yeah, I'm not working right now, but it would be nice to have some extra cash. So I'm just looking at what my options might be. And I really enjoyed hearing your introduction because so much of it was applying to me right now. With the Cancer and the Leo.
Yeah, you actually have a lot of energy in the sign of Libra in your chart. I mean, you've got a 29-degree Virgo sun, but from there, Saturn, Neptune, Venus, are all in Libra, and then your moon in Scorpio, your rising sign in Scorpio. And so a lot of the signs that are taking most of the energy right now, or will as we move out of the summer even and into the fall, are going to be Libra and Scorpio and then Sagittarius as we get into the winter solstice time. So this
can
is a prime...
we stop this for? Can we stop for a second? Because I'm...
Yeah.
What type of chart do you run? Because the planets seem to be in different signs than what I'm used to.
Well, right now we have Mars. I'm running just a regular Western astrology chart.
Okay.
And
so do you not show my show my sun at 29 Cancer?
No. No, I have your birthday as September 22nd.
Oh, it was 7/22, so it was July 22nd.
Oh, darn. Well, that would make a difference, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So do you want to go take someone else for a moment?
No, I'm just going to quickly edit your chart. And let me get back to the chart. And thank you so much for knowing your chart well enough that...
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff in Leo. I know I do have Saturn and Neptune both in Libra. And so that is definitely being aspected by Mars. And
Let me see. I've got to find you in here. This is, because I don't think I had your last name.
Okay.
So I put you in just, I probably should go to the J's. That would probably be, there you are. Okay, so let me go to you and edit the data and make sure we've got everything else right. Good gravy. So 22nd of September. So you're saying it's 22nd of
July.
Okay, 1952?
Yes.
10:20 in the morning?
Yes.
San Fran?
Yep.
All right, so we got that right. So now just a moment while I pull up that chart.
Thank you.
All right, so that makes you, that puts you with a Virgo rising, and it still has a lot of planetary energy all lined up in between Cancer and Leo now. But funny thing, in the same houses, basically the 10th, 11th, and 12th houses. So,
okay.
So the 10th house in your chart is really about your career and how you're going to go out and affect the world, you know, what you're going to be known for in the world. The second house is the money house. So both houses are being aspected for you. For one thing, Jupiter just made a run through your 10th house, and that's where it's been for the last year, kind of bringing maybe the opportunities or at least the thought about how you might want to get back out into the work world up for you. And now that Jupiter is in the latter degrees of Cancer, it's actually in your 11th house. And to me, the 11th house now is the house of your vision, your dream. Where do I want to go? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to do it with? That kind of energy. And it's also the house of groups and friends and the people that you associate with. So it really looks like now for the next year, that's where your expansion is going to be coming into play, right? Where your expansion is in what is it that I envision for myself, who are the people that I'm hanging around with now or the groups I identify with, and even so far as to say there's a sort of humanitarian slant to this Jupiter moving through this part of your chart, where, you know, maybe you can reach out into, you know, nonprofit organizations maybe that might want to hire you and that kind of thing. Have you done any searches yet on any kind of jobs or?
No, you know, I was just looking at things that I love to do, and I really love to cook and to create through food, of just, you know, being really flexible, using what's on hand, healthy. So, you know, I've been trying to throw around ideas, you know, in that realm.
Well, certainly you could, you know, if you're dealing with a restaurant or you're dealing with a school or someplace where you would, you know, do sort of where you're feeding a group of people, then Jupiter moving through there is still going to bring you into different groups of people or, you know, have you influence different groups of people. It is interesting that you say that about food, because Pluto is moving through your fourth house, and it's a long term because, you know, Pluto is far out there and it takes a long time to transit. So you'll be looking at, you know, Pluto still being in your fourth house of home and family and, you know, the nurturing house, taking care of people for the next several years still. So that would seem a likely choice for you. Let me take a look at where your moon is in all of this. Your moon is conjunct Venus. It looks like 7 degrees of Leo and in that 11th house. So that helps that. Also, Pluto by birth is in that 11th house. So you are really kind of meant to work with a group of people in a very creative way. You know what just suddenly came into my mind as I said that? Working with seniors in a senior center or with children in school, you know, being the person that is like an instructional assistant that helps them, you know, do their crafts or their, you know, their project at, because your destiny is in the 5th house, which is the creative house. Have you ever worked in the world at all?
Yes, I've done computer programming and design.
Mm-hmm. And was that fun?
It was, because I'm really sharp. I'm very good at organizing things. Mm-hmm. So in terms of working with the data, and I'm also very good in working with people, so I was able to help, you know, normal people understand what was going on with computer systems.
Mm.
So kind of integrating people. But I kind of feel like that's like past life. And I want to be more creative and develop my creativity, which I've kind of not focused on yet in this life. So
I would say that's coming up in a big way for you. Number one, Jupiter is, like I said, moving into that house of your vision. What is it that you want to, what is it you see for yourself now, right? What are you opening yourself up to? You also were born with Lilith in Leo. And Lilith in Leo is, or Lilith is also transiting Leo right now. And if you've listened to the shows before when I've had Laura Walker on the show, she talks about the black moon Lilith as bringing change to us when she's in Leo. And, of course, she is until, I think, November of this year. So we have, you know, a longer period of time where we're all being stirred up to change. And you've just had your Lilith return. Your Lilith sits at 12 degrees, and today, let's see, Lilith is sitting at 11. So you're just in the throes of that return. And when it starts a whole brand-new cycle of 9 years for you. And so it's a prime time for you to change your life. Right? To reimagine yourself. Let's call it that. Let's reimagine you and, you know, revision who you want to be now in the world. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Feels great.
Yeah, and then once you are open to those kinds of possibilities, then the universe will start to parade them in front of you so that you can actually make decisions about what it is you want to do. As we get into, you know, a little bit, maybe another couple of days, and then on through probably late September, Mars is going to be moving through your second house of money or earned income. And so it may be that you even begin to see some money coming into you that you earn through your connection to being creative at this point, you know, as you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe finding a job that supports that. And I think the idea here is for you to sort of imagine what it is that you would love to be doing. Not the specific what, but the bigger picture what. Like you said it beautifully to me about how you would, you know, you picture, you know, yourself feeding people or, you know, making food or that kind of thing. So you get this picture about, you know, what it is that you would love to be doing, and then let the universe start bringing the opportunities to you based on what you're envisioning for yourself.
Okay.
Instead of, because I don't think you need to micromanage this. I think it's right there and it's ready to happen.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else that you see looming?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Sun and Mercury. Today they're in a conjunction. And, of course, Mercury is in retrograde motion, but today is the day of the inferior conjunction. It's the part where it's the whole reason why we have a Mercury retrograde, right? It has its time where it conjuncts the Sun. And it only hits retrograde, conjunct the Sun like this, every 6 years in a solar return. So I was looking at this pretty closely because it was happening today on my birthday. And what it seems to set us up for, not only just because today is my birthday, but for all of us, is a new way of thinking, a new way of, especially because it's retrograde and now it's in Gemini, so a new way of thinking, a new way of interacting with the ideas that come into our mind or the things that inspire us. And so with this today, even though we're still dealing with the retrograde and we have that, you know, the case of the re-reads where we always have to reevaluate or, you know, reread things and things like that, it is a really good time for really taking a look at the ideas that have been coming into you and then deciding which one of those you might want to act upon. And then as the retrograde winds down, which is July 1st, then I think some of those opportunities that ideas that came to you can be acted upon. So timing-wise, you're looking at probably just after July 1st, which is really only another couple of weeks away.
Yeah,
so it won't be this long period of time before you get to do something different. And I think Mars moving through your second house then sort of helps with the financial piece while that's going on. Uranus getting ready to transit your eighth house, bringing up change, transformation, as in almost everything in your life is about to change. Big doorway opening here for you. I want to look at the Capricorn end of things really quickly, because that's the empty spot of the T-square right now that helps us sort of focus in on what is it that we could be doing from the practical term. And from the practical side, the end of Capricorn sits in your fifth house of creativity. That tells me creativity and joy, pleasure, play, that kind of thing. So that tells me that this part of your life now is about turning it all over to fun, to creativity, to joy, to playing with children even, to being with that childlike energy, very supportive of the planets that you have in Leo. So go out there and find something fun, creative, and something that inspires you or that you're inspired by.
And the end of Capricorn, that is opposite my sun, yes? So does that...
Yes.
That
makes it very important. Yeah, that adds a boost to this because the sun is your vitality, right? The sun holds the key to your vitality. And the vitality then here that you can come up with is very creative in nature because that's the sign, or excuse me, that's the house that all of this is going on in, that fifth house.
Okay.
Or that's, let's call it the trajectory, right? That's the trajectory. Jupiter sitting at 24 degrees Cancer means it's 24 degrees Capricorn where the empty spot is, and that's definitely sitting in your fifth house of creativity.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. So you have, it's all good news for you. It's about doing what you love and loving what you do.
And having fun with it.
Indeed. Yep, having fun with it.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Janet.
You're very welcome, Jess. Thanks so much for calling in today, and thank you for knowing your chart well enough to know we had an error going on here. But
yes.
Okay. All right. So let's see. My next caller today was Rachelle. Rachelle, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are
Hello
you?
Hello there. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. So let's see what's going on in your chart. Did you have a specific thing? Because I specifically want to talk about something in particular in your chart. But did you have a question that you wanted
jump
me to
in
look
there.
At?
No, if you don't answer it, then I'll ask.
Okay.
But I'm more what's going on.
Well, you know, I think I've seen your chart before. And so we probably have talked a bit about this in the reading that I did for you a couple months back. But I wanted to make sure you realize that, you know, Pluto is the planet that's about power, our personal power. And that planet right now is sitting on your ascendant, exactly conjunct your ascendant, which is where it was on the day of the exact cardinal cross, which was back, I think, April 21st or 22nd. And, it, of course, Pluto doesn't move very fast, so it's still sitting there. But I just wanted to remind you that that means that it is sort of focused on your destiny in this life, and your destiny is in Cancer. And, Jupiter is finishing its transit through Cancer, and it has already conjuncted your destiny at one point. So your life, too, is about rearranging toward those things that you love to do. And as Pluto goes back to, it's in retrograde motion right now, so it's moving a little bit at a time away from your ascendant. When it moves back to forward motion in the fall, I believe it's November 7th, it will again go forward over your ascendant and emerge into the first house. So you may still be a little bit in the dark right now as to what those changes may hold for you, but they are coming. And they're coming in a very powerful way. And Pluto, for the next 25 or 30 years after that, will be in your first house. And it will have a very personal effect upon you, empowering you personally, right? And very few people ever have that opportunity ever in their lives. And here you have a long-term transit of that. And so look for, you know, things to change for you, but not, you know, like the first woman I talked to, it looks like things are going to change rather rapidly for her. Your changes are a little bit more incremental in that they're coming, and you may come to a plateau, and then more come, and then a plateau. Does all that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
And so what was your question in particular?
I guess basically I was going to ask what was for me for the summer solstice. And I am, you know, I have a couple of things that mean and matter to me, inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't know which direction to go. But when you say this, it's like just keep doing it, and the one that is supposed to happen, I'm assuming, will emerge maybe.
Absolutely. Now, you know that when your destiny is in Cancer, that is because Cancer is the sign of the mother. It's the sign of the healer. It's the sign of the nurturer, the caretaker. And so that is where your destiny is. And so it's pushing you in that direction. And it sits right at the cusp of your sixth house, seventh house, the sixth house being the house of the work, the health of the body. And it makes me think of you as a healer. Right, but then it's so close to the seventh house. We also need to look at it in terms of relationships, because the seventh house is about your relationship, your more intimate relationship, so a marriage or you know, a partner type relationship. And Jupiter now will be in this seventh house as well for a while longer, because even when it moves into Jupiter, there's a good three quarters of next year that it's going to spend in your seventh house. And it makes me think, okay, now you're not married right now, are you? Or you don't have a,
no.
You have a partner in your life?
No, neither. Mm-hmm. No marriage, no partner.
So it makes it difficult for me to believe that you're going to learn to empower yourself if you don't have another person in your life to act as a mirror to you. So my guess is that the growth area for you over this next three quarters of a year is going to be in relationship. And finding out what, you know, ask yourself some good questions like, how do I want to be loved?
Okay.
You know, how do I want to show up in a relationship? And how do I want that relationship to support me? And who do I want to be in that relationship? Because I just cannot believe that isn't forthcoming, because not only is Jupiter there, Lilith is there, and shortly, as the Sun makes its way through Cancer over the next, you know, 30 days, it's going to show up in your seventh house, and then Mercury's going to show up in that seventh house, and then Venus is going to show up in that seventh house. So you've got, you know, the trajectory for the summer and into the fall for you shows a relationship in the offing. And that is it is a good thing, because right now what it allows you to do then is to see yourself clearly, to see yourself empowered. So yours is about an empowering piece, right? Because I think that you missed out some of that nurturing while you were growing up, right?
Yes.
So now, you know, you've got to experience that, because that's your destiny. So the need for you to be loved and nurtured and taken care of is what's going to be coming up here. And that's how it seems counterintuitive if you think about it, because you think about Pluto in the first house, and that's empowering you as a person, as a self. However, the first house is opposite of the seventh house. And so you've got to almost have that relationship in order to see yourself clearly, to see yourself as nurtured and loved and cared for, and then to be able to reciprocate. So to me, that's everything that's coming for you. Now, of course, over the next several months, you also have Saturn moving through Scorpio, affecting planets that you have in your 10th house of career. And then in December, Saturn will move off into Sagittarius and begin to affect your sun, the sun in your 11th house. So to me, that sort of backs up the claim that there's going to be some changes going on because of the nature of Saturn, right? It brings the things to us that we still need to experience, that we still have energy around needing to complete, or to think about Saturn as karma, things that we still need to balance for ourselves. So, to me, that's the big thing. And now, that can also mean career changes as well over the next maybe 2 or 3 years. So, I forgot what you do in the world.
I'm an administrative assistant, and I work in corporate mainly.
In a law office.
And then I write in a construction company.
Construction company. And that's right, you were writing, you're writing some a book or something, aren't you?
Yes.
Carry on with that, by the way.
Carry on, okay. And since then, I've also taken a poetry workshop. And so I'm doing that also. But the book is number one for me, and then the poetry is in between, where it pops up.
Good.
So that's another thing. It's like I don't have a, to me, it takes a different side of my brain to, or a different top or half of my brain to do prose and to do poetry. So so there are times when I'm working on one and not the other.
And
almost like I have to see it through.
Yeah, you definitely need to have both of those sides of your brain working together. If you, because you've got Gemini on the creative house, the fifth house, and so you've got the intellect part of the brain down, right? But what you need to bring out is the creative side of that brain, of your of your mind, and I think writing fulfills that for you. So definitely keep that up.
Okay. Because I know that we talked about that and how it was, I guess, something that had to be done. So I just don't ever want to feel like I'm stuck because I'm working on one and not the other.
Don't be. Just keep things in balance. Okay. Follow your heart in this, you know, into the area that of things that you want to do and be. Leo for you is, remember Leo's the sign right now that Lilith is going through and that Jupiter's going through. And so the emphasis is going to be on relationships. And sometimes that could be business relationships as well. So that's just a little aside there that you might be looking at that as well instead of just, you know, not just your personal relationship as in a love relationship, but it could also be business relationships being built up as well.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. All right, Rochelle.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks
Have
so much for calling in.
But I'll listen.
You too. Okay, bye. All right, so I also wanted to point out before I bring in my next person, which is going to be Marina, if you want to bring Marina on for me, that Lilith in the summer solstice chart is sitting in Leo in the fourth house. And in the fourth house is where we build our roots, or where we put down our roots, or where we build our foundation. And when the planet or when Lilith is representing change in that area, that can kind of be, it can feel disruptive to all of us because we kind of like sometimes the idea of what we've built for us as being our foundation. And when we're faced with change, we can sometimes sort of, you know, kind of that knee-jerk feeling of, oh, no, now my whole life is changing. I don't want that to happen. But I'm guaranteeing you, because Lilith is connected with the part of fortune in the summer solstice chart, the part of fortune is the piece in our chart where we can find the most joy. And they are connected very tightly in this chart. And that means that if you are willing to change, if you're willing to let go of your old ideas of what it is to be secure and safe, then you have this ability to connect with that which makes you joyful, right? That which makes you go, that is what my life is all about. So be willing to make the changes. Don't get stuck, but do it in a way that makes sense to you. Right, that is in, if I was talking human design today, I would say that was in alignment with your strategy. And, you know, we'll talk about that at some point in the future here, but be willing to make the changes. All right, I see Marina, you're on the line, right?
Yes, hi Janet, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. By the way, I want to just mention that this is a 90-minute show I'm doing today, so those of you who are still out there waiting for a reading, I will get to you. So hang in there, because the show's not going to end at 5 o'clock. Back to you, Marina. What can I help you with?
Kind of out of nowhere, but we know it's from somewhere, kind of an amazing opportunity a door opened last week on June 10th, very unexpectedly, an international connection through my social circle that now is opening the door to possibly a big thing or possibly a life-changing thing. And I'm very excited, a little nervous, because the way it's shaping up, it's showing me that I have to step into my power and shape it the way I want to shape it, because it's such a huge project. It's up to me to define what my role would be in it. Mm. So I'm looking for some insight. I also wanted to mention that the person that is kind of shepherding me, mentoring through it, is a Leo man, a very powerful Leo man. And I think that I've charmed him with my intellect and my creativity. It's a big international creative art project. But now it's up to me to kind of step in and saying, this is what I'm worth. This is how I want to work with you. And I just want to end by saying that I have done human design, and I am my strategy is to wait.
So are you to wait to respond or wait to be invited?
Yes. To wait to
so
respond.
You're a generator.
Yes, I'm a generator.
Awesome. So you have the energy and the vitality to go on and become that which you want to be here, which I think is so wonderful. You know, as I look at this chart, I see you're in the midst of a Jupiter return, and that only happens once every 12 years, where the planet Jupiter comes back to the same place it was when you were born, and that happens to be in your 10th house of career or reputation, which, by the way, in your birth chart is joined with the part of fortune where you find the most joy. So what I would say to you is, absolutely, if this is something that you respond to with joy, with a feeling of, yes, I love this, then the decision is easily made, you know, in the positive to this. Now, in support of the fact that this is international, is the fact that the Sun-Mercury conjunction today is occurring in your ninth house, which is the house of foreign travel or dealing with cultures other than your own. It's an expansion house, so it sees you expanding outward into the world as opposed to just staying in your own little neck of the woods. So that's very supportive of that occurring for you. And then as far as we look at Leo, Jupiter in July, what was that, July 16th is going to move into Leo. That will complete, it'll still stay in your 10th house of career for a bit. But what is happening that I find most interesting, and you said the words that you needed to be clear on how you wanted this to proceed or what you wanted from it. That is exactly right, because the planet Lilith is ready to move into your 11th house. And your 11th house is the house of your dream or your vision. And so get that down. You know, what is your vision? How does this look 5 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now? And how do you feel? You know, because you're in the process of creating this for yourself. And it's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Now, I think you sound like you know a little bit of astrology. Have you ever heard of a yod or a finger of God? You might have heard it.
Yes, yes, I have.
Okay. In your birth chart, you have a yod that's formed with the point of that yod or the nozzle end, let's say, up at Jupiter, and the base, the legs of that yod being supported by the galactic center on one side and your moon on the other. And this really gives you a very, let's just call it a cosmic push to do things that are different. You know, to do things that come to you in maybe the oddest of ways, you know, ways that you don't expect. And sitting, you know, lately at the, it's kind of in between the galactic center and your moon right now is the planet Pluto. And it's sitting on your IC, which is the fourth house cusp. Often the fourth house cusp is a place where I would see a move, right? A relocation. Mm. And of an empowering kind. Not just because you've had to move because your house, you know, is ruined in some way or that you, you know, can't afford to pay the house payment there or anything like that. It's usually, this would be in a very, by way of empowering you. And mm-hmm. so I see that as happening right now for you as well. So I think you are very much primed for this change. And keeping in mind that the nozzle end of this is also where Jupiter by transit is, because remember I said they're in a conjunction, and that points to change, growth kind yeah. of change, not just change because you feel like it, but very much about growth on a next 12-year kind of cycle. So go for
well,
this.
Thank you. I mean, all of that is affirming. I mean, the thing that I did want to mention is that I've had my heart set on a television project that I wrote. I live in Los Angeles, and I've spent the past 3 years writing it and pitching it, and it just wasn't moving. And then in the past 2 weeks, things have started again out of nowhere. You know, there's movement on the television show, and then out of nowhere, this international, very high level situation has presented itself, and I'm wondering if you're seeing anything about the television show.
Well, you know, it's all relative here because Jupiter's in that 10th house of career and reputation. And so what it really looks like, if you step back and look at it, it says Jupiter is creating growth in that 10th house and how you're seen in the world. And if that's through a television show, that's perfect. If that's through this creative art project, that's perfect. If it's through both of them, that's perfect too. Right, there's no reason for you to hold yourself to only one or the other, unless there is some kind of commitment that you have to hold yourself to. For instance, if the art project is in another country and you're not free to come back to this country, to LA, to be able to do it, that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you want to make sure that you have freedom to be able to do both projects. You're a generator, and you're waiting to respond. So you're responding to what's showing up in your outer world. And what is showing up in your outer world, related to what your heart's been set on, is this TV show.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that has showed up, I think, would give me a lot more freedom to exercise my unique creative vision because I would be advising, you know, the top guy, essentially. So it's kind of overwhelming and sexy, but I think the big thing, as you mentioned, is that if I'm going to make it as big as it can be, I have to step up and really kind of own my power, which we all have to do at some point in our lives.
Absolutely, and that's the summer solstice, right? It's about you claiming what it is that you love to do. At the opposite end of the T-square, close to it anyway, is Pluto, and that's about empowering. So you know, you really need to do what your heart is calling you to do. That's number one. Do you know in your human design chart if you have a defined solar plexus, the emotional center?
No, I don't.
Defined? It's open.
It's open.
Meaning it's white. It has no color in it.
It's white, yes, yes.
Okay, so that's a pretty clear-cut thing that you could be spontaneous and
mm-hmm.
follow your bliss wherever that takes you.
Yeah,
if that takes
yeah.
you to, you know, two projects, then go for it because you have the energy. You're a generator.
Yeah. I mean, the last thing that I would just mention is that the international project is in the Middle East and
mm-hmm.
one of the Gulf monarchies. So it's a completely different work environment. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for traveling. I, you know, love all cultures, but it is a very different scenario there. I don't know if you're seeing a move, you know, that drastically, or is it just a move from another apartment in L.A.?
No, I the move is because of Pluto, and that takes us up to the fall, I think, really, in timing-wise. But Pluto is also a planet that does things because it's in Capricorn, so it's got to be sustainable. Right, you have to be able to live there for a while, whatever it is that you do. If you're changing, you know, apartments or houses, you've got to think about more than just the short term, because Pluto
mm-hmm.
really has its eye on the long term. And you know, think about, you know, those countries in the Middle East are always sort of up in turmoil.
Yeah.
So is this something that you can work that project and, you know, you maybe fly back and forth a bit? I don't know. But it does look like that when the ultimate decision for you is going to be much more solid and much more secure. Let's do
okay.
that. Let's use that word.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Janet, and happy, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And Marina, I think it's all clear sailing for you. Just be open.
Thank you. Okay, thank
really
you,
good.
Janet.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. So let's see. I'm going to take Jana. I think, or is it, I'm lost, Steve. I lost my mind. Who am I on? Jana, is that you?
I am here.
Hi. People,
hi,
you are
how
all
are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. You guys are probably all wondering who the mythical Steve is. Steve is my producer, and he's in the background managing this for me. And thank you so much, Steve, because you keep me on track and on task. And I just wanted people to know that there is a real person, that I'm just not pulling a name out of my air, out of the air. There is a person in the background. So, Jana, tell me what's going on in your life, and what can I do for you today?
You were talking about energy feeling stuck and stagnant, and I felt that ever since Mars went retrograde, and I thought once it bounced out that things would be moving forward again, but they seem
mm-hmm.
to be excessively slow, or I'm not on the right path, or I'm just looking for a little direction, both with career and personal relationships.
Okay, well, let's take a look here. Let's look at Mars. Mars is moving through your third house, which is really a house that's about teaching or communicating or writing or in some way marketing or advertising, you name, networking even. It's a very much a house of making connections. And when Mars is going through here by forward motion now, it is actually creating a situation for you to make new connections. And by opposition, today, it is in opposition to Uranus. And so I think this kind of sort of, to me, for everybody, not just you, but for everybody, forms a dividing line between where we've been sort of hung up with Mars in retrograde motion, and it did move forward, but it has to gather speed, right? It doesn't automatically from one day to the next, you know, change fundamentally from, you know, its slower motion in retrograde to suddenly being back up to speed. But, you know, we've reached a tipping point in it now, but I think it's July 1st, actually, where it moves beyond the point where it went retrograde in the first place. So you're sort of picking, you know, like the locomotive, how, it, you know, the little engine that could, right? It's picking
mm-hmm.
up speed, and you're picking up speed. you're not quite all the way there yet. And I think one of the things that's sort of causing that for you is that Saturn is sitting on top of Neptune. And Neptune is one of those nebulous planets where we cannot see clearly what the purpose is and what's going on for us. And it's in your fourth house, which is the house of, you know, security, safety, kind of the place where we would get everything organized and ready for us to be able to strike out from. You know, think about your home being your root system. And when your root system is well-fed and well-anchored, then you can move outward in the world. And right now with Saturn sitting on top of Neptune, there's maybe not something yet in play that is going to keep you safe and secure, right? A piece that hasn't been connected yet. And as soon as that's connected, which will probably be, let me take a look at the date here. Saturn moves direct on July 20th. And then it will pick up speed and it will pass Neptune and you will be open again. You'll be very clear. And in fact, as you start to move into December of this year, things are going to change rather rapidly for you. So if you're looking at rapid change coming, then the time spent right now in making sure that your base is solid is all in supporting you as time goes on. So you're not being punished. It's not I misread the signs or anything like that. It's about making sure that all of your ducks are in a row. Right, that you've got a solid foundation before you move forward. And again, that's just a short time here before that actually changes. And I say short time, I know it can feel forever when you're kind of stuck, but you are not stuck forever here. And you're just maybe needing a little bit of clarity. Now, looking at Jupiter's in your chart, it is moving through your 12th house and will be well into next year even. And so I think the opportunity here for you is to be able to look through the closet. You know, what's in my unconscious mind that may be tripping me up? What's limiting me that's of my own doing in my head? And because that's where your growth is right now, is going to be in letting go of anything in the subconscious mind that's holding you back, right? The fears, the blocks, self-sabotaging behaviors, anything like that. So that's sort of the setup. Now, the action pieces here are that the sun right now is in your 11th house. You are in the power wish period. You know, Jan Spiller in her book about the new moon talks about the power wish period, and you're in it. And that's where things are manifesting at a more rapid pace based on what your mind is on. So if your mind is on what you don't want to happen, that's translating into that kind of action. And if your mind, of course, is more on the things that are possible or what you're really wanting to create, then that's also happening for you. Let me tell you what the date is on that one. Let's see. It starts with 7 Gemini. So from May 28th every year until 12 Cancer, which is 12 Cancer is the 4th of July, you are in that time period, right, where it's like having, you know, 30 days or more of a new moon. And since you do new moon manifesting, you know how powerful that can be.
Absolutely.
Right? So you're in that very powerful time right now. So this is the really good news. This is the piece that really, if you can get clarity in this and what is it I desire, then you're going to fly, because the planets that are at the other end of the sun for you right now, or the other end of that transit, are all in your fifth house of creativity and joy and play. And they're the planets Mercury, the galactic center, and even your gifts and talents. You may be even discovering more about yourself right now and what you have as a gift or a tool to use to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks very positive for you. Let's look at the moon. It's in Pisces today. If I could have chosen to have my birthday on a day when the moon was in a different sign, I would have. As a Gemini, Pisces is square to my sun, and that often makes for difficulties. But Pisces moon is very compassionate and loving and kind and creative. It's in your eighth house. So, you know, maybe there are some creative ways to transform this energy that you haven't thought of yet. And but it's not affecting any real planetary set. Let me look here. Moon is sitting, I thought it was 23 degrees, 17 degrees of Pisces. And that means it really is kind of, you know what I would kind of expect? Some real powerful dreams over the next couple of days.
Okay.
Or have you had some in the last couple of days even?
I actually have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually they've been rather intense. In fact, I ended up with two migraines this week, which is usually like power surges to me. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely something that's transitioning there.
Yeah, because your natal moon is in Pisces. So the moon
mm-hmm.
hit that. Neptune is sitting right there at your moon and at Chiron, which is in Pisces for you. So, and the Pisces Chiron is about having faith, right? Trusting in the universe.
Oh, yeah, that good old thing, right?
Right. But, you know, it puts it in opposition to Virgo in your chart. And in Virgo, right at the same degree, you have Uranus and Pluto. And so a lot of your personality is about action, guided action, you know, practical steps moving forward. But sometimes
I'm feeling stuck. That's why I'm like,
yeah.
Wait, did I miss something? Because it doesn't feel that way right now.
I know. You did not miss anything. I promise you. It is all about right now having faith that for whatever reason things are stalled, it is not going to be for a permanent kind of thing, that it is going to move forward. But maybe there, you know, we've got Mercury in retrograde, Pluto in retrograde, Neptune in retrograde. Maybe there's just something you need to revisit, reimagine.
Okay.
Right, because the
sure.
11th house is where the sun is for you right now. So maybe there's just something that you got to reimagine, and then you'll be able to move forward. That makes
perfect
sense to me. Yeah.
Yes.
But you are not stuck for any real purpose other than, you know, something's just not clear yet. It's just everything happens in divine right timing. That's always been
yes,
my problem, too, is I want to force the, what do they call that, pushing the river? I want to push
uh-huh.
the river. And for all of us that have Chiron and Pisces, you cannot push the river. You just can't. You have to have faith, and you have to trust and surrender to the process. And that is when the blessings happen. That is when the most magic happens, because it really is magic when it does happen. We hold with Pisces, at the Chiron and Pisces, we hold sort of the alchemical energy of magic. But we have
That's
to surrender
so true, yeah.
to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to surrender into that. So surrender yourself into it. This is not permanent. You have not done anything wrong. You deserve everything good coming to you. It's just about what, maybe the question is, how can things get better than this, right? I love that. That's an access consciousness question. I think
mm-hmm.
it is access consciousness. How can things get any better than this? Because you're opening then to the universe creating magic. So let
oh,
it do its job. Let it do its job. And I
okay.
want to look at one other thing here, because Uranus, well, your midheaven is at one Taurus, so it's still a ways out before you have a Uranus moving over your midheaven. But it seems to me that there's a lot going on for you in that ninth house where inspiration is coming in, maybe even the ability to write or author something, a training program, whatever that is, that energy is still very present for you. So,
okay.
And there may be something around that and the timing of all of that that's waiting for, you know, you to reimagine it. A piece of info, just one little piece of info that needs to click into place can hold everything up until it's the right and perfect timing. But it will
right.
be coming. Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything
right.
that's sort of transitioning with my seventh house?
Seventh house right now is clear. There's nothing in it. That doesn't mean nothing is going on with relationships, however. You have the planet Saturn in the seventh house, and that can often be symbolic of power struggles within a relationship, and particularly because your Saturn is in Aquarius. Are you having issues in your relationship right now, or tell me a little more about
just
what's
timing,
going on there.
Timing kind of feels off, you know, it feels like there's sort of a disconnection, and just, like you said, power struggle. So
mm-hmm.
just curious if that transitions anytime soon, or If there's something I can focus on to enhance it so it diminishes the power struggle.
Well, I think the power struggle is being provoked by Lilith sitting at your ascendant. You know, she's the goddess of discord, and so she can bring up issues where none existed. And of course, what she's triggering all of us into change, right? So if she's not affecting any planets at this point in time in your chart, but the ascendant is a very powerful part of your chart. It's your personality. It's the gateway to who you are, and I think maybe there's a power struggle because maybe you're claiming more and more of your power.
You know what? That's true. Yeah.
Right? And so so don't succumb to a power struggle. Just claim your power. Just be in it. That doesn't mean you take it away from anybody else. You just claim it. This is me. Right? And this is what I want to be. This is who I want to be. And how can you support me in that? And how can I support you in being all that you can be?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's also got Lilith in Leo somewhere, right? Transitioning or transiting through one of his houses that are triggering change for him as well. Not sure where that would be. I don't know how old he is. I don't think I've done a chart for him, but
no, you haven't.
Just claim your own power. Don't worry about anybody else at this moment in time.
Perfect.
And if you see a power struggle. If you see a power struggle out there, know that that's coming from within you, struggling to claim your own power.
Right. You're exactly right. Oh, perfect. Yeah. This is great.
Yay. All right, my dear. I think it's all good. It really is. And, of course, you know where to find me if something comes up.
Absolutely. Thank you, as always.
You're very welcome. Take care now.
You too.
Thanks. Okay. Let's see. I have Julia.
Hi.
And hi, Julia. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What can I help you with today?
Well, one of the callers had said, you know, or you mentioned to her that there were things that were, you know, sort of jumping out at you. So I thought maybe we could start there.
Okay, let's do that. Because you know what jumps out at me, of course, in this chart is Lilith and our friend Lilith, who is provoking us all to change. And you actually were born, you and I are born not too far apart. Your birthday's in September. We're about the same, we are the same age. I was born in 61. You were born in 61. And so your Lilith is in Leo, and that is about change, right? In your case, she's in the ninth house. So what she's really affecting is your philosophy, your beliefs on the bigger, grander scale, right? What is it that I believe in? What is my belief in myself? Because Leo always brings it back to the ego as well. And she is sitting on top of your destiny in your natal chart. And so it makes you question everything there is to know about you and who you are in the world. You ask some of the big questions, I would bet. The why am I here? What am I here to do? How am I supposed to do that? Can you prove to me that I'm a spirit in human form? I'm just making these kinds of questions up, but you're a questioner. Is that right?
Yes. Very much.
Mm-hmm. And then as a Virgo, the questions become, now what do I do with this? What am I supposed to do? What's the practical application of all this woo-woo stuff that I'm, you know, picking up? Right? There's got to be a practical thing for me to do with the spirit that I know is within me. And for you, Pluto and the Sun both are in Virgo in your 10th house of career or profession. So a lot of your vitality and your energy is focused in the career sector or what you are known in the world to be. What's your reputation? Who are you known in the world by? Or what role are you known by in the world? And so at this moment in time, you're not under real pressure in Virgo in the 10th house, but by opposition, Chiron and Neptune are moving through the 4th house. And so it makes me almost feel like there's this questioning about where do I go from here? That maybe even if you're anything like me at all, it's like you're looking forward at fewer years than you look backwards over.
Yes.
And so then, yeah. And so you want the quality of the time that you spend now to be important as opposed to the quantity because you know the quantity isn't there.
Yeah.
So you have... you don't have the, I sometimes at least feel the pressure about the time, right? That, you know, I maybe have 20 to 30 years, let's say, of really being effective in the world anymore. And so that means that that time is precious for me. And that means in your case as well, because I feel like you're going through the same thing, is that where am I best useful in the next, you know, coming years? Right?
Yes. Yeah, that's a huge thing for me right now.
Right. Now, the area that you're going to grow in over this coming year, because Jupiter is just sitting outside the door waiting to move into Leo as we get into the summer, you're growing in your connection to spirit in the ninth house, in your connection to the more metaphysical parts of life. And not only that, but in the ninth house, there's also the ninth house rules publishing, and it also rules higher education. Is it possible that there's something you want to take up and study that better positions you for what you really want to do in the world? And is that something you can think of right now that's happening for
that's
you?
Definitely a possibility. I don't have anything, you know, a plan of action at this point, but I know that that's something that I'm facing, and that's definitely could be a significant part of it. I basically have been a homemaker, you know, doing the – I'm a numerology, I'm a number six life path, and I've been doing that, the family focus. But now I'm finding my life is transitioning and, you know, going back out into the workplace and trying to figure out, you know, what that's going to look like for me. So, yeah, that's huge for me right now.
Yeah, I can see that. Because your Chiron sits at the base of your chart, at the fourth house cusp, as well as your gifts and talents. You brought with you the mothering instinct. It's very powerful for you to bring that caretaking, mothering instinct in. But you're also Chiron in Pisces. And so, again, that the same thing that I was just telling Jana about, you have to have faith that whatever it is that you're meant to do is going to open up for you. And maybe it's about mentoring children in some way, or, you know, younger folks in some way. Because Leo energy, which, you know, you have your Venus, your Lilith, your Destiny, and Uranus all in Leo. So you have a lot of child energy. And I don't mean that you're irresponsible or that you are a child. That's not it at all. But you really relate well with that kind of energy. The playful, the loving, joyful sort of exuberance of childhood, right?
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah. So.
Yep.
You want to make sure now that you don't lose that just because your kids are growing up or growing up, whichever that is for you, doesn't mean that you can't still have that energy out in the world. And there are plenty of places where, you know, you can learn more about metaphysics or more about your spiritual side and then share that gift with the world. If you could do anything, what would you be doing?
I don't know. You know, I've been so focused, well, we're talking 30 years of focus on just the family, so I've sort of lost the, you know, what would I do other than this? Not a clue. I know I would like to be in service in some aspect, and I just don't know what that looks like at this point.
Well, here's a couple of ideas. Number one, it looks to me like you have talent in writing, or in some way communicating, whether that's through the internet, blogging, a book, giving talks. I don't know. It's hard for me to pinpoint that. But you have Saturn and Jupiter, the part of fortune in the third house, which is a communication house, and in the ninth house where your works can get published. So it seems like you have, you know, the ability to communicate. And the possibility then exists that you can do something along those lines, maybe teaching a subject, you know, take the skills as a mother and teach them in the world. That's one idea. The other thing is you have the time right now while Mars is moving through Libra in your 11th house of reimagining yourself and revisioning yourself. So you have at least another several weeks of Mars moving through here, but then almost another year of Destiny, which is transiting through the same chart, same part of the chart for you, that gives you some time to really get some clarity around what is it you want, because that's what it's all turning out to be right now. Who do you want to be? What do you want to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that very strongly, that this is my time to do exactly what you just said. Who am I? What do I want to be when I grow up?
Yep, so, exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be anything like what you were just doing, right? It doesn't have to be that at all. It can be something completely different. But I will tell you, it has to be heart-centered. Because when your destiny is in Leo, that what you're doing in the world has to be a reflection of your unique individual personality. It has to be about what you love. It has to be about what you, you know, want to be in the world. It can't just be, you know, you going out to go work at Walmart just to fill the hours in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I sort of adopted that philosophy. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that will kill you. That will take the magic out of your life.
Yeah.
Right? So whatever it is, it will have to be something that you really enjoy. I often joke to people that if I wasn't doing what I'm doing right now, I would be perfectly happy farming several acres of sunflowers. You know, I joke about that, but really, if I didn't have anything better to do, if I had no skills at helping people astrologically, that's exactly what I would be doing. So in with us, and I never knew that about myself until one day I was just going, you know what I would love to do? I would love to grow sunflowers. I mean, walk out your door and see these beautiful sunflowers every day? Come on. And so my producer just sent me a sunflower. How funny. It's that kind of thing, right? There's something inside of you that you would really love to do. And so bring it out. But give yourself the time to bring it out. Because I bet, you know, in all the time that you've been caretaking and nurturing other people, your children and husband or, you know, whatever, you haven't really thought about you.
Right. That's exactly it. I know so many people will say, well, what if you could do anything and didn't have to worry about the paycheck, what would you do? And it's like, I really don't know. I mean, I know that I would like to help in some way. I don't know what that looks like. I know that I love beautiful things. I love to see beauty in the world. So if I could contribute, I actually went to school for interior design but didn't pursue it. I didn't have a lot of confidence in my ability to actually be paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really pursue that. But, I mean, I like the idea of, you know, bringing some sort of beauty into the world or I like to organize things. I'm, you know, the Virgo neat freak. I see how things can be organized and I, you know.
Well, there's lots
like
of people
that
out there that need help with that. You know, think about something like feng shui, right? Learning feng shui, because that's about organizing, but it's also about beauty and the flow of energy. So, you know, there may be things out there that you haven't even thought about, but feng shui, professional organizer is another option. But it has to be something you love, and so you need some time to ask those questions of yourself. Get yourself a journal. And start writing. If I had the time, this is what I would do.
That's so funny.
And by the way, you have Venus in Leo. So you do have an aesthetic, a flair for design or for arrangement. I was watching a TV show last night about this lady who went to learn how to arrange flowers. I never even knew they held classes like that. And I thought, you know, that would be a wonderful thing to do. It's just playing with beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots of opportunities, but take the time to find out. Let yourself go of that, I am in a hurry because I'm now closing in on 53 years old and I need to do this. Let go of that just for a short time and allow yourself to play, to explore, and to ask yourself those questions. And I can't believe it, but 90 minutes is almost up. We're going to be running out of time here. Let me know what comes up for you, you know, if something comes around doing that.
All right, I will. Well, thank you again. I really appreciate it. This has been wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling and for waiting today. And I have two people out there, Jay and Tricia. I did not get to you today, but I will. If you want to call in next week, that would be great. Or you can feel free to email me your question to Janet Hickox. HICKOX at hotmail.com, and I will get some answers to you based on your chart. Everybody, please take care out there. Mars across from Uranus can be also tricky in terms of accidents and cars and things like that. So be safe. And everyone, have a stellar week.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings or astrological advice at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Would you like to host your own weekly radio show? If so, contact us at empoweruradio@gmail.com. Or if you would like to be considered as a guest or would like to recommend a guest, email us at empoweruradio@gmail.com. Goodbye for now and have a stellar week.